You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio with Jimmy K and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
This is Monica from Fox. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Everything I do in slow motion. I don't know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I'll just find my way. I'll find it.
Radio 92.7. That is Fox and Slow Motion. The Rascal Theory kicked off the set with Cup of Tea. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker, Max Inc. on Devil Radio, and streaming and listening live on FM in Waukesha, 101 FM, The Shaw, and WAUK in Waukesha. Hello, everybody. Local independent music for the next, until midnight tonight, Rocker. And then we replay the whole show at midnight, and then tomorrow, get to hear it a couple times as well in case you missed a part or you want to hear it. And if you want to hear the archives, they're all at maxincradio.com. Rocker, we still have an action-packed show tonight. What's coming up, man?
Oh, there's still plenty to come, Jimmy. We're going to be hearing from Rachel Bayman next. But later, coming up, we have Abby from Downers Distillery talking about Bloody Mary Fest that's going on there. The Devil's Lair coming up. These guys are setting up in the studio right now. They're being real quiet for you. Nazario Chickpizio and Max and Kevy after 10. Special guest tonight, co-host singer Sean Anthony Brown. I'm sure he'll be showing up any minute. And we still have some new music that's going to be going on in Max Inc. Heavy. We're going to do some more Iron Plow, plus some Queen of Dreams, and we have some brand new Saxon. Their new album just came out, and Imperial Fall and Wizard Hammer from Milwaukee. We're going to get heavy, Jimmy.
Nice. We got a nice little hour of folk and stuff brewing here for the 8 o'clock hour. Dana Perry's on the way. We'll do some new Sam Ness. And Muzzy Luckton.
We'll and brand new Kyle Wrightly.
We'll do some brand new Kyle Wrightly. How did that Muzzy Luckton, what, say that?
I don't know. But we got some brand new Kirsty Krause in there, too.
We'll do that as well. So, Rocker, what can you tell me about Rachel Bayman?
Rachel Bayman, she's, I believe, from Nashville, I want to say, and Terry was able to catch up with her this week. She's going to be playing at the Sugar Maple Fest coming up here in Madison. So we figured we'd get a little interview and play a couple songs.
We appreciate the help from Terry Barr. Let's hear a song first, and we'll hear the interview with Terry Barr. Joke's on me. I'm Max Inc. Radio.
Want too much, I need too much. I try too hard and I lose my trust. Don't you know? The joke's on me. I work too hard and I lose my shine from chasing down every goddamn dime. Don't you know? The joke's on me.
is Max Inc. Radio.
All right, I want everybody to welcome in to the Max Inc. Radio studio. We have Rachel Bayman. Rachel is a singer-songwriter from Nashville. She's joining us on the phone because she's about to hit the road. One of the stops includes in Madison for the Sugar Maple Concert Series coming up on Sunday, February 27th at the beautiful North Street Cabaret. Rachel, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Terry.
Oh my gosh. How is it feeling to get back on the road?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic, I think, at this point. I've been back on the road and then back off the road again and then now back on. So I'm feeling a little guarded with my emotions because it's been so hard to have tours canceled a second round, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know we have tickets from shows that were scheduled 2 years ago. So I can only imagine how this feels for you and all the other artists. Were you able to tour at all the last 2 years, or did you instead kind of flip it around and start working on some different music?
Well, I did both. I did do some touring in 2021 in the summer. There was that one beautiful summer before the Delta wave hit. So I had a great run of shows, and then I kind of got shut down again. But this past November, I did record a new album. So that'll be out not for a while, but I did spend some time recording, which also felt great.
Now, is this new album you're talking about in your new music, is it going to be on the album called Cycles that I've been reading about?
Well, Cycles is out. Cycles came out in June 2021. So
you've been busy.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. I mean, I recorded that album Cycles in 2018. So that's how long it took to get it out, because it was supposed to come out 2020 or even 2019, but it just got so delayed from the pandemic. So
wow. You know, I've been reading that the Cycles album is sort of described as being both like a celebration of things and then also some heartbreak things. Where did you get the inspiration for it? What do you feel when you talk about this album?
Well, I think during the time that I was writing that album, there was a lot of life cycle kind of realizations going on within my family. My grandmother passed away, and then I had a nephew born, the first kind of that generation of my family. So it was a kind of that moment of realizing the reality of life cycles, of impermanence, and then also a little bit of a hope that while in kind of the darker end of a cycle, that you would then cycle out of it to see the light politically, and you know, with the pandemic and just like a lot of kind of scary things happening in the world, and hoping that I could conceptualize it cyclically with the, you know, idea that it would end at some point to come back into a good time. So that was kind of a combination of factors, I think.
I love that. Looking toward the light. I think so many of us are still trying to do that. So you probably hit the nail on the head with that one, especially. Are we going to hear at the Madison show and any of the other shows? You've got some good ones coming up here, a pretty long list too. Music from that. Are you going to maybe tease us a little with some of your newer music too?
Yeah, I do have a few new songs on the set list, which is really exciting. Really always fun for me to get to play brand new material. But yeah, we will be playing a lot of the album Cycles and then some from my older records as well, Shame and Thanksgiving. It will be a bit, since I'm playing as a trio, that lends itself really well to kind of, I mean, it works with all of the records, but I think it's a slightly more acoustic show. So I think that lends itself really well to the Shame material and also the brand new material, which is a little bit less rock leaning.
Ah, and the venue where you are playing, it's been described as a wonderful listening room where people actually sit back, turn off their phones, stop talking, and listen to the music. How about that?
Yeah, it is such a great venue. I love that place. And I have played a couple times before, and I always try to make a point of returning. I'm really excited to be working with Sugar Maple this time because I've heard so much positive reviews of their concert series.
Oh, they're terrific. And I know they're so thrilled to have you here. They are just back into this concert series too. So you are only the second. The first one sold out and they have people waiting to buy tickets.
Yeah, I saw that. That was Jake. My friend Jake Bunt played that one. And yeah, that's really great.
It is. Hey, I want to ask you, in your bio, you're kind of described as a fearless voice. What do you think that means for you? I love it. But what does it mean for you?
For me, it's just maybe not being afraid of creating music that is a little bit more challenging thematically. I mean, of course, I always want there to be a lot of joy in listening to music, and I want the music that I create to bring people happiness and joy. But I think there's an element of, you know, digging deep that I try to strive for, which allows people to feel seen and heard in a different way, you know, but also makes other people mad maybe. So I guess that's what it means to me.
That's terrific. Oh my gosh. And what do you hope with all of these shows now that you have coming up? What is the typical, what do you want people to get from a show? What do you want them to sort of feel and enjoy and get when they're listening to your music?
Well, I mean, I know how much I've missed being in these, especially a space like North Street Cabaret, where it's like this really special, intimate experience where you're so close to the music making. And I've missed going to shows like that so much, and I've missed playing those shows. So I'm really hoping to bring that just special magic where people leave feeling incredibly inspired and kind of remembering why we do all the hard work. You know, it feels like we've had a couple of years where it's just been nonstop to-do lists, and there's the joy. The ratio of work to joy has been so low, you know, for so long. And so I really hope that people can just leave feeling a little bit renewed and rejuvenated and remembering, you know, the joys of life and art and why we do all this hard work in the first place.
thanks for the music, because it just makes everybody feel better. It really does.
Yeah.
If we want to try to keep up with you and your concert schedule coming up and where you are going, what is the best way to follow you?
Well, my website, rachelbayman.com, always has my current tour dates and tickets for those. And then I'm on social media for a more day-to-day keeping up. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Bayman, Facebook, Rachel Bayman Music. And then I have a newsletter. So if you don't like social media, I send out a monthly newsletter. You can find that at my website. You can sign up.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll share it through our social media as well. Rachel, hey. It has been a pleasure. And I thank you so much for your time. I know you're heading out absolutely like in minutes. So thanks for taking time to chat on the phone while you had a minute.
Thanks for having me, and great to talk to you.
Yeah. Everybody, that is Rachel Bayman.
I move too fast, I miss you. Take. I can't.
Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7 WAUK 101 FM The Shaw. That is Rachel Bayman. Thanks to Rachel and Terry Barr for the great chat tonight. Be sure to follow Terry Barr on social media. She's always posting cool interviews, chat with artists, and Terry Barr rocks. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. Coming up in the Devil's Lair, just about a half hour away, live music on the radio. Got to tell you, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Downdurns Distillers. They're going to be hosting the first annual Downdurns Bloody Mary Fest coming up March 26th. More details and to get your early bird tickets, you can go to downdurns.com. Plus, we're going to talk with Abby from Downdurns in just a couple of minutes. Quality CBD, Delta 9, Delta 8, THCP, HHC, pre-rolls, art, kombucha, so much more. Why go to Beloit when you can just go to Willie Street and check out Quality CBD? Also, thanks to Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery on East Washington Avenue and Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Ignite Glass and Gifts, and Delectable Madison.
It's time to unplug from the politics. It's Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.